Well, praise the Lord and greetings to you in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. We invite you to worship with us here at Mount Calvary Miracle Temple Apostolic Church, where our pastor is the Honorable District Elder Johnny Magnus. Please enjoy the wonderful Word of God. God bless you.
That church is going to be blessed this morning. We're praying for souls this morning there, just as well we're praying for souls this morning here. And we continue to pray for him, and we pray for a safe commute back and forth. Yes. But we miss our pastor, don't we? And we also miss the other elders and that we have that's not with us this morning. We miss our Elder Campbell. We miss Elder Gentry, but we know that where they are, we know that the Lord is with them, and we pray, Lord, that the Lord blesses them in those situations, and we want to thank God for his goodness. You know, it's interesting, isn't it? I'm often reminded, you know, when somebody that you're expecting to see, yeah, I remember the teacher, when the teacher was not present, they'd have what is known as a substitute teacher. And it was a different feeling, you know, you kind of wanted the teacher to be there, but you know, when I was young, people started to act up a little bit, you know, because the teacher's not there. So that level of accountability somehow was shaken a little bit. But that doesn't happen in the Lord. We know that even when the pastor is not here, even when others are not here, we know that the presence of the Lord is still here. We're still held accountable. We still know that there's going to be something that's going to happen when we wait on God. And I'm thankful that the expectancy that we have in God doesn't rely on a natural person. So you and I may not be present during the next service. I don't know. I can't see in the next week. You and I may not be present here next week for one reason or another. But knowing that God has everything in control brings me a sense of peace this morning. Let's me know that everything is going to be all right. Yes. Amen. Amen. So let's talk about waiting on the Lord. Waiting on the Lord. The waiting room. I'm reminded this morning of a natural waiting room. I don't know about you, but that's not the most pleasant experience, is to wait in a natural waiting room. Right. And when I say a waiting room, I'm thinking of any type of waiting room. It could be the emergency room, where you're waiting, you're just sitting there. And in many institutions, we cannot even properly wait in the waiting room until we have signed some sort of registration. You know, I'm reminded sometimes you're going to the first thing you do is you go to that front desk, and they want the basic information that you have in order to be a patient. In other words, you can't even properly be a patient yet unless they know who you are, unless they know who I am. And so we have to probably, you know, give our identification, let them know who we are. They have to make certain types of copies so they can properly identify the person who is expected to be treated. And so there we go, giving our emergency information, our identification, our insurance information, and then once we've properly given them all the information that they need, and some of us, you know, most of us will have to pay co-pays and have to even put money down in order to wait. But I'm reminded that that's what our job is in the waiting room. What is your job? It's just to wait. Just to wait. Well, how would it look if I had my ailment? How would it look if I had an emergency and I did not want to wait? I refuse to wait. I know that my arm hurts. I know that my leg hurts, but I'm tired of this emergency room. I'm tired of just waiting. I don't want to wait a second longer. I don't want to wait a minute longer. So I walk out of the waiting room because I'm not able to bear any longer to wait. And I think that, in a sense, is where a lot of people are this morning. The doctor is here. The answer to our ailment is here. The answer to our problem is here. And he wants to bless us. He wants to give us that word. And a lot of times, oh, if I could just go to church and get that prophetic word. I want somebody to confess to know something, if they would just allow me to know what's going to happen next year and next week and even tomorrow, if some of us are in that state of wanting something supernatural to happen, but the Lord says not so many times, because the answer that you are waiting for resides in His Word, just waiting on Him. Isn't that something, waiting? We don't like to wait in our current society. We want everything right now. And then not only do we want everything right now, I'm thinking of fast food, right? Not only do we want everything right now, but we want everything done the right way right now. It's not enough just that you give me my food in the next 3 minutes, but everything needs to be perfect. I want my food to look just like the commercial. Well, many times it's not going to look just like the commercial. But just as a society, we want everything right now. We want everything to be immediate. We want everything right now. We're waiting at a red light. Well, that red light better not be 3 and 4 minutes. I want it to turn green right now. If something happens and we're on the job and they're messing around with our paycheck, now wait a minute. Now, it's not adding up the way that everything should be adding up. And I know that there's something missing here. I want it resolved right now. I want you to fix it right now. We seem to want everything to happen right now. Like infants who desire some sort of food or some sort of attention, what do? They normally cry out. And that's the only prompt in it that the parents can really understand or articulate that, I need to give attention to my child. We are a generation of criers. But we don't like to wait. We don't like to wait. Well, I've got news for you today. If you want something from the Lord, we have to be familiar with waiting. Waiting on the Lord. Yeah. Waiting on the Lord. Waiting on the Lord. Yeah. Waiting on the Lord. And I'm talking in a dual sense of waiting. If we go into the restaurant, we normally are familiar with those who are waiters and waitresses. It's their job to wait on us. Uh-huh. But in the midst of their waiting, what do? They are also serving while they're waiting. Right. That normally goes hand in hand. It's synonymous with waiting. What are they doing? Would you like some more water? Would you like some appetizers? What would you like? And it's their job to accurately identify the things that you and I are asking so that they can be able to serve those things. But while they are waiting, they're serving. While they're waiting, they're serving. Well, in a sense, that's what we ought to do as well. We're waiting on God. We're waiting on God. We're in the waiting room. And I know sometimes in the waiting room, the magazines are outdated. And I'm trying to sit down and allow the time to pass. And I'm looking at a magazine that's about 10 years old. I'm not really getting anything out of sitting there and reading. I'm reading about entertainment stuff and things that are in sports and the to-dos of society, but it's 10 years old. And now I'm annoyed that the magazine is outdated. And now I'm listening around and I look up at the screen. And you know, it seems like in every waiting room in America, if it's not the remodeling home network, I guess they choose to. That's something that everybody can relate to. So you're sitting in the waiting room looking at them repair homes. And I'm like, oh, isn't that nice? Okay, well, I still have time. I got to make the time pass. And if you're not really satisfied with the outdated reading material, and if you're not satisfied with the home remodeling network, your job is to literally just sit there and wait. Because you and I understand that once they call your name, everything is going to be all right. In Psalm, the 27th chapter, verse number 14, the writer, Mark Don, he says, wait on the Lord. Let me stop right there. So that is a directive to us. I want you to wait on the Lord. Don't try to figure things out for yourself. Don't try to work things out for yourself. Don't try to do those things for yourself. You're going to end up making a mess. And you might be one of those people, I'm going to try to fix it because my mom, this is the way that my mama would have fixed it. This is the way my daddy would have fixed it. But what the Lord is saying, you got to wipe that away now. I want you to wait on the Lord. I don't want you to go to the left. I don't want you to go to the right. I just want you to stand still and wait on me. When is the last time you called on his name? name and called on the name of Jesus. When was the last time you had a problem go on in your life? I'm not talking about a small insignificance. I'm not talking about a minor inconvenience. I'm talking about something that was serious that happened in your life. Did you take time to wait on the Lord? Did you take time to call on his name and just wait on his presence? Begin to meditate on his scriptures. Begin to focus on what the Lord wants. Well, some of us don't like that. If we don't have an immediate answer, there must be something wrong with the doctor, not something wrong with me. So I refuse to wait here and just walk out of the waiting room. Don't walk out of the waiting room. Wait on the Lord. Wait on the Lord. Wait on the Lord. Wait on the Lord. The problem is going to be here, but God has the solution to our problems. Amen?
Amen.
Stay in the waiting room. Again, in Psalm 27:14, wait on the Lord. Be of good courage. That lets me know that sometimes there's going to be some things that you see that's going to make your heart melt. Sometimes there's going to be bills that are due and you ain't got the money. You don't know where the money's coming from. All you know is the reality of the bill, and the reality is that bill is in your name. And you're thinking to yourself, where am I? I've been in that situation, and I'm the man of the house, and the responsibility is mine, and the bill is in my name. It's not in Jesus' name. It's in my name. Yeah. James Pope. Hey. And I'm responsible of taking care of the finances. Right. Of taking care of the bill. Woo. And somehow, in some way, I've got to wait on something. Someone who's capable of giving me the power and the knowledge of somehow paying this bill. And I'll tell you, more than I can count, God has made a way. Made a way because I've waited on him. I've waited on him. I remember when I was a high schooler and I was staying with my mother, and they called us all into the kitchen one day and they said, we got to do something. And I remember at the time they added up all the bills. I was a senior in high school, and the amount of the bills it added was over $2,000. And they said, we don't know where we're going to find this money. We don't know where this money is going to come from. But one thing that they did not anticipate is I had been filled with the Holy Ghost. And I told them, what is the amount of that number again? How much do we owe? And they began to tell me how much we owed. And I took a scrap piece of paper and I began to write down the total amount of the things that were owed. And I said, in Jesus' name, it's going to be done. And I put that scrap piece of paper in my Bible. And every time I opened up my Bible, I was reminded of the promises of God. A week went past, 2 weeks went past, 3 weeks went past, a month went past. And then finally something came to me. And I said, Mom, whatever happened to all those bills? I don't know how it was paid, but it was paid. I don't know how it happened. It just happened. It was Jesus. Stay in the waiting room. Don't leave the church. Stay in the waiting room. And I'm not talking about this physical location. I'm not talking about this physical place. Stay in the waiting room. Well, how do I stay in the waiting room? You got to stay in the Spirit. You have to follow after the things of the Spirit. Don't leave the Spirit. Follow after the things of the Spirit. It's more than just speaking in other tongues. It's more than just being baptized in Jesus' name. It's more than just being repenting of our sins. Those are good, but what do you do after? What do we do after? Oh, I got it. I'm saved. But what do you do after? How do you maintain your salvation? How do you maintain your relationship with Jesus? Yes. You've got to learn how to wait in the waiting room. Yes. What's boring in here? Well, stay boring. Yes. Well, it's uncomfortable in here. Stay uncomfortable. Well, I don't like you. I don't like this feeling. Just stay in that place, because the doctor is going to call your name. Oh, just wait on him. He'll call name. And then when Jesus calls your name, everything is going to be all right. God has a way of healing. God you done been through. He knows what you're going through.
Boy.
He knows how to heal you.
Yes.
He created your body.
Yes.
He created your mind. He created your spirit. He knows how to fulfill everything in Jesus' name.
Hallelujah.
Wait in the waiting room.
Yes. Thank you, Jesus.
And he shall strengthen thine heart. He knows just what to do. He knows just what to say. I don't know how he does it. All I know is he does it. But I need to know how he does it. And I know in this new generation, this information age, most of the time was a Generation Z. I'm not putting them down. I'm not. But a common characteristic is they want to know why. Why? Why? And I'm not. I'm going to hold off. I'm not going to call anybody out. I'm just in general. You know, if I was to tell, hey, it's time to go to bed. It's time to come home at this time. It's time to come home at that time. Why? Sometimes it's not for you to know why. Just, it's up to us to know how to be obedient. You know? And we can stand back and mock Generation Z and mock the newer generation. But the truth of the matter is we are that generation in the spirit. Why, Lord? Why did I have to go through that? Why do I have to go through this depression? Why did this have to happen? Why couldn't my circumstances be like everybody else? How come I'm the way that I am? How come I'm in the situation that I'm in? How come everything has to be like this? You are in the waiting room. Wait on the Lord. 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 Somebody's not getting it yet. You need to wait on the Lord. Wait on the Lord. Wait on the Lord right now. Wait on the Lord. Wait on the Lord. Wait on the Lord. Wait on the Lord. That's right. Take you and your problem and wait on the Lord. I heard, and the doctor's not here yet. You mean to tell me there's like three or four people ahead of me, and I've got to sit down in this room, this uncomfortable room? Maybe the air is too low. Maybe the heat is too high. I got to sit here. Yes. Yes. Let's wait in the waiting room. That's the only way we're going to get help. Wait in the waiting room. Don't lose patience. Wait in the waiting room. Stay saved. Don't leave your back. Don't turn your back on God. Don't go back out there in sin. Don't go back out. You may not make it back. You may say, well, I'm just going to go and do this. I'm just going to go see him. I'm just going to go see her. And then I'll go ahead and repent next week. Then I'll go ahead and confess next week. You may not make it back. You may not come back to the Lord. Hey, but God has got something for us if we just stay in the waiting room. In Acts, the second chapter, verse number one, and this is my final set of scriptures. These were people who were told to go to Jerusalem. And Acts, it's actually Acts, the second chapter, verses 1 and 2. And if you know anything about Pentecost, Pentecost being the 50th day after the Passover, and it was Jewish custom, they celebrated Pentecost. And it wasn't just one day, 2 days. It was a whole lot of days. It was a feast of Pentecost. And then it ended pretty much on the 50th day. And that's why when we read, we see in the first scripture, and when the day of Pentecost was fully come. See, because it had to complete that 50th day after the Passover. Well, Jesus died at the Passover because he is our Passover lamb. And so that is why we refer to Pentecost. Pentecost is actually a word that we have adopted through the pages of Scripture. And many churches call themselves Pentecostal churches, meaning the first fruits, or recounting the 50th days after the Passover, all pointing back to the day of Pentecost when the Holy Ghost was given. And when the day of Pentecost was fully come, they were all with one accord in one place. You see, we need to be reminded. Sometimes we're so distracted by who's coming to church. Oh, I'm not sitting next to them. I'm not sitting next to that person. I'm not sitting over here. I'm not sitting over there. And some of you got to remember that we have to keep our eyes on Jesus. There were tax collectors, publicans, some former tax collectors, former publicans, people that took advantage of the Jewish citizens by charging extra interest rates instead of the Roman soldiers, because it was their job to collect the taxes. You've got former fishermen and fishermen and all different types of people who represented all sorts of occupations. And I'm sure they felt one way or another about what they were doing. But on that particular day, on that particular day, and when the day of Pentecost was fully come, they were all with one accord in one place. And that's why we have to always be reminded that we're all in this waiting room together. Amen. And I'm going to say something that might sound crazy, but I don't even care. I don't care where you come from. You may be gay. You may be straight. You may be an alcoholic. You may be a drug addict, but you've got to stay in the waiting room. You may have addictions to lying, addictions to methamphetamine, addictions to gambling, but stay in the waiting room. You may be an adulterer. You may be an adulteress. Maybe you lay around with your body and you do things that you know God is not pleased with. But stay in the waiting room. You may be a hypocrite. Maybe you're somebody who talks out testimonies. And then when you leave the doors of the church, you act out in direct opposition to the profession of your testimony. Stay in the waiting room. I ain't got time to look at you. You ain't got time to look at me. We're all in the waiting room together. We're waiting on the Spirit of God. And when He calls our name, there is healing in the power of the Spirit. There's strength in the power of the Spirit. But we've got to wait in the waiting room. You've got to wait in the waiting room. Don't leave the waiting room. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
We've got to learn how to wait in the waiting room. And in my last scripture, and suddenly there came a sound from heaven as of a rushing mighty wind, and it filled all the house where they were sitting. There's going to come a day and time where we've got to get it together. When we realize we're all more, we have more things in common than we do difference. I know you may not be the same color as I am. Maybe you're not the same political persuasion as I am. Maybe you didn't grow up the way that I did. Maybe you don't pronunciate certain things like I did. I say we're about to. My wife may say we're fixing to. I may call it a refrigerator. She may say the icebox. But what, when it all comes down to it, we're all in the waiting room together. There's no time for me to look at my nose down on you. And there's no time to look down at me. We've got to look toward Jesus. I'm praying for your healing. And you're praying for my healing. I'm praying for your strength. And you're praying for my strength. I'm praying for your salvation. And you're praying for my salvation. Jesus is a healer. Jesus is a deliverer. Jesus is a savior. But you've got to wait in the waiting room. There's no way out of it. Today, if you're with us, you may be saying, Brother Pope, I get what you're saying. I'm in the waiting room right now.
Yes.
Well, the Lord is calling out your voice right now.
Yep,
don't you hear me? He's calling on you to come forth. It's time to come forth right now and get your healing. You've been waiting in the waiting room.
Amen.
Now's your time. God wants to heal you. God wants to deliver you. God wants to save you. Well, Brother Pope, I am in the church, but I'm not as strong as I need to be. I'm not as strong as I should be.